It seems simple. Children go to school to learn. But as the Taliban attack on teen activist Malala Yousafzai taught the world last year, school is a right that can't be taken for granted. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has said 57 million children worldwide do not attend school. Many of them live in conflict zones, and most are girls.
No children should have to die for going to school. Nowhere should teachers fear to teach or children fear to learn.
The right to an education, the rights of children, the elimination of violence against women, and the eradication of poverty were envisioned for all people by the Vienna Declaration. UN Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights Ivan Simonovic says the 1993 declaration was a game changer.
It's an event that really moved human rights in the forefront of global agenda.
But despite advances, Human Rights Watch's Philippe Lepion says the fight continues.
On a day like today, it's hard not to think about civilians trapped in Syria or in the Central African Republic who probably feel that the international community is failing them. And they are right. Despite all the progress we have seen at the UN in terms of putting human rights to the front, there are still tragic failures, and it's often civilians who are paying the price.
Simonovic says human rights abuses are often the first sign of a conflict.
If we act timely, we might be able to prevent them. Secretary General is just right now rolling out a new action plan called Rights Up Front. It puts human rights in the center of prevention of emerging conflict.
Governments are responsible for protecting human rights. Yet in Syria and the Central African Republic, the authorities are among those accused of atrocities. HRW's Bolopion recently visited the Central African Republic and says he met many people whose relatives were killed by former rebels now in power.
Too often, it's the governments themselves who are responsible for very serious abuses against their population, and when that happens, they need to be stopped by the international community.
On International Human Rights Day, the UN is honoring five rights defenders, including a Moroccan journalist and Pakistani education activist Malala Yousafzai. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Mr. Ban Ki-moon.